call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Calling Geek Squad. How can I help you today? This is Arita speaking.
Hi there. You said Arita?
Zoraida.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, Z-O-R-A-I-D-A.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch all of that.
Okay, Z-O-R-A-I-D-A.
Z-O-R-I-A-D-A?
D-A.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is Terian with XPO. I have a technician who could only perform a delivery, but there's a bit of a dispute. If you're ready, I can provide you with the order number.
Yeah, sure. Let me have the order number.
Okay. That number is 682-052-40.
For Martin Ward, 3494 Fairway Drive, Crete, Illinois?
Correct.
Okay. So what's going on? I see he had a range, a wall mount, dishwasher, a refrigerator.
All right. So what the tech is saying is that the house was still under construction. The tech informed me that there was no gas, lights, or water in the house to be able to, or cabinets or counters to be able to install anything. What the customer is saying, right? What the customer is saying is that there are lights, water, and gas there, but the cabinets and the counters aren't done at this moment. But the customer is saying that that shouldn't have been able to stop the installation of the stove or the refrigerator. And what the tech is saying is that it was nowhere near the kitchen. It's nowhere near ready for them to do those installations. So it's word against word at this point.
They didn't put photos
nah.
and DMS? No.
Right. They do have photos. I do see the boxes. And I see where there are wires coming out the wall. I don't see where any outlets are.
Oh, so that wasn't ready. Okay. All right, so.
But the customer is.
He's saying that he thinks it was ready for the install. But the tech is saying that it wasn't.
Correct.
So we don't know. So, yeah. Then he needs to. If he needs additional work, like plumbing or electricity, then he probably needs to address that before the team goes back out.
So he was saying that he has a contractor there who would be able to confirm that they were able to do some of those installs. And, again, it's one word versus another at this point.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But he's saying that they could at least install the refrigerator in the range?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
Okay. I'll reach out to the customer after we speak and see exactly what it is that he's saying so that, you know, because the only thing that we could do is just reschedule the installation and see when they go back, what can they install, you know.
Right.
Hopefully everything will be ready, but we won't be able to probably do nothing today.
Right, and he's just saying that he wants everything to be done. He wants to know when everything is going to be able to be done because he feels like it can be done immediately. And obviously the technicians feel differently. And he was saying that he felt like those technicians just didn't want to do their job and it was just going to be a delivery because everything is in the garage instead of the stove and everything being inside of the kitchen. Because he said what they would need to do is actually take the front door off in order for them to get the refrigerator in. And he said instead they just dropped everything in the garage.
Yeah. I doubt that they did that, just a drop-off, just because they wanted to. Because, remember, the technicians, they don't really get paid for the drop-offs only unless they call it in. Their thing is, you know, their main thing is the installation. So if they didn't do it, I feel that it's because there was something that was stopping them from doing that. In my experience from 6 years with Best Buy, I know that usually XPO, they're more focused on installation than delivery.
Right.
So if they didn't do it, something must be wrong. Because they don't go over there to just deliver. They're not delivery agents. They're installers. So if they didn't do it, I think it's because the site is not ready. But I'm going to reach out to the customer and see, get his take on it, and then just let him know, hey, then we need to reschedule. And, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with this team, maybe we could request another team. But everything needs to be ready.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and get that done.
Yeah. Well, here's the case number. I'll give him a call. Going to be 263-014-853.
All right, just make sure I do have that correct. I have 263-014-053.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then I'll give the customer. Go ahead.
In the meantime, just to make sure, do I put in, still pretty new to this, so I just put in the delivery fee for everything that was dropped off?
Because they have to get paid because they don't, like I was explaining to you, they're not delivery agents. If they dropped it off only, it's because they were not able to complete that installation. So, yeah, put it in.
Okay. All right, so we'll be putting in the delivery fee, and then everything else is going to be worked out on your end as far as the
Yeah,
you schedule
I'm
going to
give them a call and let them know that they need to be ready. And if they want me to request a different team, then I can do that for them. But their site needs to be ready.
Okay.
All right. I'll reach out. So anything else I can do for you?
That will be all.
Okay, then you all. Then have a great day. Thank you for calling.
You as well.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction? Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.